Rock and roll. I went to the junkyard the other day, just take a load of scrap iron away. I got off to a pretty good start when I traded my junk for some used car parts. I took them home and I never stopped, but I got them together and here's what I've got. Set of dice, shake, rattle, and roll. Roll, boy. Now the cab and chassis of a Model A and the springs and shackles of a Chevrolet. A Mercury motor and a Dodge rear end and a fender off an old Terraplane. Fuel pump off a GMC and the windshield off an old Model T. Two big axles, one of them bent off a Studebaker or a President. A bent axle makes it boogie. Now it's got a Crosley Tar and a Cadillac Tube, a Buick Carburetor, and a Henry J. Hood. All parts interchangeable. Plymouth Radiator and Chrysler Lights and a generator off an old Willie's Knife. The gear shift up on the steering wheel and emergency off a Hosemobile, a Rocket 88. Rocket, boy. Now it's got the Kaiser looks and the Fraser shape, a Pontiac horn and Packard license plate. Violate. When it's putting it together, had a lot of fun. Everybody asked me, do you think that'll run? Well, I got it to run and I started to town and a motorcycle cop aimed to chase me down. I knew he's close, I could see in the mirror and I said, heck, bud, I'm still in second gear. So I give it the gas with a double clutch, and I left him not a-making much, about 104. When the speedometer hit 105, I felt it drop into overdrive, and then it started vibrating, shimming, and went into the boogie. Top speed, I'd hate to try to tell, because I think it's faster than jet propel. Don't ask me to buy, because I won't sell them a hot rod. But if you want to take a ride, just drop me a line. If you got the money, honey, I got the time. We'll go hot rod.